Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For the second consecutive year, Denmark leads the world when it comes to national resilience, supported by high productivity, an educated workforce, and strong cybersecurity, according to FM's 2025 Resilience Index. The index ranks the resilience of 130 countries and territories' business environments based on 18 resilience scoring measures, which consist of macro risks, such as inflation and political risk, and physical risks, such as climate risk exposure and fire risk quality. Joining Denmark in the top 10 are Luxembourg, Norway, Switzerland, Singapore, Sweden, Germany, Finland, Belgium, and U.S. Zone 3 are the central U.S. I'm Lori Chortis for AMBS TV, and joining us now to talk about the importance of resilience and other findings from this year's Resilience Index is Chris Mica. He's Staff Vice President of Data Visualization at FM. Chris, welcome. So great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Lori.
So Chris, can you tell us about some of the key insights and findings from this year's Resilience Index?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the second year in a row, Denmark is leading the index. Climate resilience is always on the top of our mind. And this year, we've introduced proprietary cybersecurity data into the index. Of course, inflation continues to decrease across certain areas of Europe and the US as well.
What major risks do global businesses face today, and how can they enhance their resilience?
Yeah, so some of the major risks that they're facing today are certainly climate. And then we think about supply chain and geopolitical risks. When you think about climate, you know, I think of a country like Australia, who deals a lot with water scarcity and what some of their residents are doing over there in terms of water conservation. You know, they're actually collecting some of that rainwater and using it in other applications. And then we look at the countries of Central Africa, so Ghana, Nigeria, and Rwanda, and what they're doing with their building codes and helping with mitigating the climate risk. And of course, the cybersecurity guidelines and initiatives that they're enacting over there as well.
As you mentioned earlier, Denmark has once again maintained its top spot in the index. What are some of the key factors that contributed to that?
Yeah, so Denmark has always had a real strong education system. So that's number one, and a high productivity. So you think about GDP. And then, of course, they're doing a really good job improving their cybersecurity as well. One thing that the European countries in that area do really well is climate resilience and renewable energy. And so we see Denmark improving there.
What were the most significant improvements and declines among countries in this year's rankings?
Yeah, so I mentioned Central African nations of Ghana, Nigeria, and Rwanda. So over the last several years, we've seen those as some of the biggest risers. That's due in part to their cybersecurity initiatives and also their climate risk quality and how they're attacking that with their building codes. Some of the declines you see are, you know, countries that are suffering from geopolitical and war-torn countries. So Russia, of course, Armenia, Lebanon, and then Argentina, which has a little control of corruption and that high geopolitical conflict and risk.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You mentioned cybersecurity. Why is cybersecurity becoming increasingly vital for business resilience, and which countries lead in this area?
Sure. So, you know, we hear about artificial intelligence constantly. I think every time you open a webpage or read an article, it talks about artificial intelligence these days. So certainly cybersecurity is really important in this area. And then, of course, there's also industrial automation. So, you know, a lot of companies are automating their processes. And so cybersecurity is super important there as well. When we look at countries that are doing a really good job, some of the countries in the Middle East, in terms of the UAE and Qatar, and then we look at some of the countries down in Southeastern Asia, such as Singapore, South Korea, and then the US as well.
Very interesting. What does the data show about how countries are managing geopolitical conflict and climate risk, and which nations rank highest and lowest in those areas?
Yeah, so we mentioned some of the countries around Denmark and Europe do really well with climate resilience and their renewable energy initiatives. And then we talked about South Korea and Singapore. They have a high exposure to climate risk, you know, being along the coast and the water. But they do a really good job with addressing those risks. So water conservation, clean energy, and building codes and things of that nature. I go back to the example with Australia and their water scarcity and water conservation. And then, of course, the war-torn areas of, you know, Russia, Middle East, and the Red Sea area. So you think about supply chains and logistics, you know, having a tough time in that area.
Absolutely. So, Chris, can you tell us about the importance of resilience and how it helps companies mitigate revenue losses, market share decline, and growth challenges during disruptions?
Yeah, one of our mottos at FM is protecting your purpose, right? And to me, that speaks to preparation. And so when we're talking about resilience, it's really, you know, how are you preparing for these challenges that are, you know, going to be coming your way? I like to think of it in terms of a manufacturing facility or company. You know, let's say you're manufacturing candy, you know, and you only have one chocolate supplier, you know, and you're looking for an area where you might expand your supplies for that chocolate and that cocoa. So you have to think about supply chains. You have to think about logistics, right? But you also have to think about geopolitical tensions and you know, conflicts in that sense too, so.
What key takeaways should global businesses keep in mind when analyzing this year's rankings?
Yeah, so I, you know, you have to remember that the world is constantly changing, right? And so are there areas that you want to invest in, you know, invest your capital, build facilities, and are these areas doing things to mitigate those risks? Are they taking steps to prepare for that, right? And so you think about urban planning and conservation efforts, mitigating that climate risk, even though you might have some exposure to it. So these are all things that are really important when I think about resilience. That's what I think about.
Absolutely. Chris, this has been so interesting, so insightful. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That was Chris Mica, Staff Vice President of Data Visualization at FM. For AMBEST TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.